Hello?
Admiral Radford, Mr. President. Ready?
Hello?
Good morning, sir.
Well, I just thought I'd let you know that as I made this decision, I thought, well, this is what Arthur Radford would have recommended.
You were certainly right, sir. I was delighted. I listened to every word last night, and I certainly back you 100%.
Well, as you know, we've laid it on the line.
That's right.
It's going to take time, as all these things do, but we just couldn't stand by and let these bastards roll up the South Vietnamese and endanger our people, and that's the way I feel about it.
Well, I'm glad we had a man with courage at the helm this time, sir.
As you well know, we've laid everything on the line.
That's right.
We've risked the election, risked the summit and the rest,
right.
But the election isn't worth winning if the United States goes down the drain.
That's right, sir. Well, I know what a lot of thought and prayer you put into this, and I'm sure your decision is going to work out all right.
Your old Navy buddies are doing great out there. You know,
they are.
They laid those mines. They told me, I got a report from Laird and Moore. They didn't lose a plane laying them, you know.
No. I've already talked to them over
have you?
The Navy
yeah.
Department this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, these boys we have out there are good. All of the services are good.
Right.
And it just hurts me to see them run down by people that don't know anything about it.
Well, I think this helps their morale, don't you think?
Oh, I do. They've been itching to have this happen.
Right.
And I certainly wish you the greatest kind of luck in the next few weeks.
Well, let's wish the country luck, okay?
Fine.
Thank you.
Bye.